is Chad Owen, the annuity sales coach. In 2007, I was $150,000 in credit card debt with my back up against the wall. Now I've written over $140 million in personal annuity production since 2008. It's time to help you do the same. I make my own calls, schedule my own appointments, do my own follow-up, and I'm actively in the field every single week protecting people's retirement just like you. If you feel like you've hit a brick wall in your business, then you've come to the right place. Put these tips into practice and your business has potential for massive growth. If you're ready, grab your notebook and buckle up. It's time to go to school with the Annuity Sales Coach. Hello everyone, welcome to the Annuity Sales Coach. I am Chad Owen. I am the one that's actually going to be helping you today. As you guys may know or may not know, I've been in the annuity industry for almost 14 years. I've written a little over $140 million in annuities and personal production since 2008, and I am the one-man show. I don't have a staff that helps me. I actually do my own calls. I do my own appointments. I do my own follow-up. I do everything from the start to the very end where I'm delivering the policy. And I love getting to help others do what I do. You don't necessarily obviously have to do it the way I do it. It's the way you do it. But I just give you practical application of the principles I use and the process that I use to help me sell the type of annuities. Every single year, it's a little over $15 million in annuities, and I love it. I love helping others. And like I said, I've been able to coach many, many people over the years. And that's why we actually created this podcast, was to help you with specific topics. And we're going to be very focused on these podcasts. And what that will do is allow you to kind of target when you want to go back through the podcast list of which one should I go through? What topic do I need help with? Well, today, what I am is going to teach you about what to do. And this is pertaining to if you are a radio host. Now, obviously, when you're talking about multiple lead sources, this is a very common response that people give. They'll fill out the lead, whether it's an internet lead or whether it's a radio listener that's called, and they'll say, hey, I just wanted the information. Just send me the book. Well, what I do with that situation, and there's multiple responses, and you have to adapt to what I say to your own personality. I'm generally a more abrupt, direct person. I always tell people money has no emotions. It does what it does. So when I'm helping you with your retirement, all it comes down to is what and how do your numbers work for you and what you've been able to save over the years. So when somebody just calls me and says, hey, send me the book, I usually will say a response like, well, which book do you want? Well, the one you talked about on your radio show or the one you mentioned in your ad on the internet. And I say, okay, well, we actually have multiple different resources we can send out to you, but the reality is there are too many to actually mail. And all of us know that's true. All statements I'm going to make to a client are never made up, or they're never like a bait and switch. They're true statements. Because as you know, whether you've been in this industry for a week or you've been in this industry for 20 years, we know that all situations are different. And we have to cater our solution to each client's problem and make sure we're not only picking the right product, but the right solution. So in other words, we're layering annuities. In other words, turning them into multiple to create laddering. Or we're doing one particular annuity because it has a benefit that they may need. So when we're talking to someone about says, just send the book, I say, which book? Why just want the book? Well, what I do, I am the host of the radio show, or I'm the guy you actually responded to to my ad online, and I'm the one that actually meets with you. So what I do is I get a little bit of information from you over the phone. I explain the process, what I do. I actually come out and meet with you. I go over the product. I explain how the different products work. I bring you my Safe Money Kit, Safe Money Book for my radio show. And then, of course, I will also bring you illustrations based off of what we talked about over the phone. And then depending on which product I pick, while we're meeting, I'll actually leave you those brochures. That way you can do your own research and your own due diligence. The first appointment is always education. It's always to take time to help you understand what it is. Well, I just wanted the book. Well, sir, let me just explain something to you. If you had a lump on your neck, would you ever call a doctor and just say, hey, I got a lump on my neck. Send me brochures for all lumps on people's neck. Well, number one, the doctor is never going to do that. And then number two, you'll start to assume you have some sort of disease that's going to kill you. And it really was just a lump that was just there. You got bit by a bug or something like that. But you don't want a whole bunch of information sent to you that, number one, won't help you in your situation. But number two, it doesn't even apply to your situation. So what good is just sending the book? And so when we get that response to the client, we give that response. Now, remember, the reason why I use the word response is because a lot of times, especially when you're in the second hour of calls or the third hour of calls, you're starting to get a little frustrated if you've had a bad day. And somebody makes a comment like that and you actually react and you just blurt out something. And all of a sudden, you have no chance to help this person because you just treated them differently because you've had a rough time or a rough day or whatever the situation was. So I always address each client as a brand new client, try and have the best attitude I can. So when I'm responding back to them, I try and make it logical. An example, I say, I had a realtor call me one time and they go, you know what, just send me the book. And I said, well, what do you do for a profession? And they go, well, I'm a realtor. And I said, do you ever just send your clients all the different homes that are available at the time and books and brochures, home magazines, when they're trying to look for a home? No, you want to meet with them. You want to find out what they like, what they don't like, what neighborhood they want to live in, what's their price range. You want to find out all of that. And the best way to do that is in person. So I'm actually meeting with you to understand exactly what your situation is. That's the best way to do this. And quite frankly, and this is another thing I use with the term just send out the book. If they say, well, just send out the book. You say, well, I need to make sure what your situation is. And the problem with a lot of books is they're very specifically based off of a current situation. In other words, a very specific situation. So when I meet with you, I know exactly what I need to leave with you. This is why most of my safe money kits or my leave behind kits, whatever you call them, are very specifically based off of that client's situation. That's obviously the illustration is very specific. So the leaving the book, I could also think of another response, just send me the information. Because some of you guys don't actually send out a book. You saw I have some information. It's like, great, absolutely. I'll customize that information to you. I come out, I meet with you. I explain how the products work because there's over 200 companies that do this. There's 9 different types of annuities. There's all sorts of different products that each annuity company carries. So I make sure and I cater it to your specific situation because, you know, like when you walk into a shoe store and you see all these different shoes, but just because you're a size 10, doesn't mean all of those shoes are going to fit your feet. Some are too narrow, some are too wide, some are too tall, some are too short. You have to make sure you get the perfect fit for that shoe. And most people can once again relate that. Or you talk to a lady, hey, you know what? You go to the store and you have a size medium and you try on this medium and you're like, oh my gosh, this thing is so small on me. How's that ever going to fit? This isn't a medium. It doesn't fit. Or you try on a large and you go, oh my gosh, this doesn't fit. Just because one says it's medium does not mean it fits everybody. It has to cater to your particular body type. So the reason why I use all these different analogies is because people can relate to those. So the challenging side to what we do is trying to figure out in a very short amount of time, particularly the greeting to the first response on what type of response we need to give to this client. So in other words, a lot of times you can tell a client can be a little agitated because we bothered them during their dinner hour, or they're real busy at work, or they're driving in a car. We have to be able to immediately adapt to their current situation. Now, I'm going to balance this out. It's really important to understand that you use your personality for this, not mine. I have agents that are in offices. I have agents that are run the road warriors. They go from house to house. They go from appointment to appointment. I have people that will meet in libraries. I have people that meet in restaurants. There's all sorts of agents out there that do these different environmental situations. And obviously, you're going to have to respond differently on the environment you're in. Well, it's the same thing when you make the phone calls. You have to address the situation that they're in, and you have to try and make your pitch, quote unquote. And I hate using the word pitch, but the reality is you're trying to make an immediate impression. So how do you make that immediate impression? Because a lot of times people get so stuck on just send me the book, when the reality, it's not about just send me the book. It's about your confidence. It's about your how professional you are. So in other words, if somebody I call a lead, I'll say something like this. Hello, this is Chad Owen, host of Safe Money Radio. You were listening to my radio show and you had some questions for me. What can I answer for you? That's immediately giving an invitation to say, I want to help you and I want to answer questions. Not, hey, I want to send you a book, or hey, I want to give you this information that doesn't even pertain to your situation. It's, I want to help you with your current situation right now. So what I need to do is get a little bit of information from you. I put together everything, I customize the kit, and then I come out there and meet with you. If you have confidence in your voice and you have an authority in your voice without being rude, because sometimes, once again, you can get someone on the phone that's real direct and a little harsh, so you have to be a little softer, or sometimes you have to hit that harshness with more harshness. I mean, I've had someone, once again, they come up blunt and they say, I just want the book. And I'm like, well, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a doctor. Would you ever just send your patient a book on all those lumps they have in their neck? Well, no. Then why would you expect me to be any different? I have to see you and assess it. And I've gotten many people to meet with me because I had the response that was needed for that situation. Now, some of you are really quick and witty and you can come up with something right away. Other times, it takes a little bit of rehearsing. Sometimes you need to practice with your spouse, or you need to call your marketer and do a little bit of practicing, because you know what? If you have a good marketer, now don't do this all the time, but if you call your marketer, hey, I just want to run something by you real quick. This is how I'm talking on the phone. I do this fairly often. If people are in my mastery level for the Retirement Realized Agents Academy, I'll actually do a little bit of role playing on their phone call, because say, hey, I went through a bunch of leads and I'm not getting in appointments. Number one, they won't respond, or if they do respond, they just want the information. How do I do this? So I go, okay, what are you saying on the phone? Now treat me like a client, and I'll give a couple different scenarios where I'm talking maybe a little bit faster, I'm a little slower, I'm a little bit softer, I'm a little bit louder, and I see how the agent responds. So I'm coaching them on how to respond to my direct action to them. So I pretend like I'm the client. And actually on Retirement Realized, I actually have a half dozen or so webinars that I've done specifically on this topic where I actually train agents how to do this. But the main reason why I hit this topic so hard is because we all know how difficult it is to actually get the lead. We have to go through the whole process of finding the best lead source. So we got the radio. We have to test different radio stations. We have to find out which one's going to give us the best calls. And then once we get the best calls, which ones are going to have the best listeners? Because I've had a couple stations that were actually, I got a lot of calls, but just for whatever reason, person after person, they were nuts. They just had, it was a different demographic. Whatever that radio station catered to wasn't catering to my client base. It was completely different. So once we actually get the client on the phone, then we have to immediately establish rapport with that client. So just sending the information, I don't do that, because if they're not willing to meet with me and they're not willing to take the time to go over their situation, then they're probably just trying to find all this information. It's going to take a lot of time. They're going to waste a lot of time because they're researching things they don't need to research. And that gets very frustrating. And then eventually they just give up. Now, I've had some very successful agents I know that do send the book first and they do get a response back. But the key is if you're going to send the book out, number one, you need to understand rarely will the client ever call back right away. But there is a likelihood that someday down the road, a year or two later, that client may see that book sitting on the shelf and they may give you a call. So what I do in books is I actually have a bookmark with all my information on it. Plus, I have my information where I staple a business card to the book if I do mail one out, because there are some rare exceptions where I will. For example, if they live 3 or 4 hours away, then I might do that. But for the most part, and when I say the most part, I'm talking 99% of the time, I do not send the book out. So guys, I'm just trying to help you with this frustration of how we get, how we react to a client when really we should be responding and finding out what the true need is. And we are the experts. We know what they need. We know they need to sit down and talk with us. But that being said, to sit down and talk with us, we need to make sure we have the authority to be able to do that. And how do you have the authority to do that? Is you need to understand how the different products work, which one's best, how to overcome current situations they're in, how to help them get a lifetime of income without market risk. That is what we are about. So that's my little tip for the day. We try and keep these between 15 and 20 minutes long, and we will have many more of these. I would recommend, guys, if you could send your questions into your marketer, they will send them directly to me, and I will be happy to create the next podcast off of that. It will probably be a month or two till we get the official podcast page set up. But once again, you guys will all get these in an MP3 or something. We'll have them sent to you. But you could also go to Retirement Realized on YouTube. Take a look at all the vlogs. I think I have over 40 vlogs. Maybe not that much. Maybe I'm at about 30 vlogs right now. But go through them, listen to them. That's all free. Like, comment, ring the bell, subscribe. Be sure you subscribe and then what is called ring the bell, because then you're notified whenever I put out a new vlog. And my vlogs are always based off of current market situations. So when the DOL came out, I created a vlog for that. When I had a client that he showed up for the third time and they no-showed me, I have a vlog for that. I have a vlog for fact finding. I have a vlog for pretty much any environment you could go into. And then once again, if you go to www.retirementrealized.com, I have a huge academy built up. I have an academy level, a mastery level, and an inner circle level. If you have any questions, talk to your marketer about that. And they'll be happy to tell you about that, because you do get a discount with your marketing organization. So be sure and talk to them about that. And of course, you can always look me up on Facebook for Retirement Realized, or you can find me on Instagram or LinkedIn, and you can feel free to communicate with me there. I appreciate your time, guys, your time, and I appreciate everything you guys do. I mean, I know a lot of you that actually work with First Annuity and Annuity Agents Alliance. It's a great group of people. If you're on the radio, you've got to be the cream of the crop. You've got to be some of the best that's out there. So I'll continue to keep you in my thoughts and prayers, and I pray that you have a very successful business and that you're able to help as many clients as you can. I appreciate it. Once again, guys, you have a great day. We'll talk to you later. This is the Annuity Sales Coach. Have a great day. If you have enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out the Retirement Realized Agents Academy. We have helped agents double their business through the systems and strategies that we have in place. As a member, you will have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me, where I can diagnose your business and help you come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. If you're waiting to wake up one morning and magically have all the answers, you better get comfy, because that day is never coming. You have to make it happen, day in and day out. Visit our website at www.retirementrealized.com and enroll in our coaching program today.